From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Brexit, Brexit, and more Brexit. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Monday that Britain's vote to leave the European Union will not have an adverse effect on the North Atlantic Treaty Organization's military and political prowess.
We have high expectations of a very strong NATO meeting with important deliverables that will not change one iota as a consequence of the vote that is taking place.
Now, Mr. Kerry was interviewed by reporters after a meeting with NATO Secretary General Jan Stoltenberg at NATO headquarters in Brussels, Belgium. This is the Secretary General.
After the UK decided to leave the European Union, I think that NATO has become even more important as a platform for cooperation between Europe and North America, but also defense and security cooperation between European NATO allies.
28 member nations of NATO will attend a summit in Warsaw, Poland on July 8th and 9th. Well, we have turmoil today on the global stock markets thanks to Brexit, with prices falling in the United States and Europe. Earlier on Monday, a key index in Japan recovered some of the drastic losses that it saw in Friday's trading. In New York, the Dow and the S&P 500 were off more than 1% in Monday's early trading. London's FTSE fell 2%. Worries that leaving the EU will hurt the British economy push the value of the pound down even further. The Italian Coast Guard says it has coordinated the rescue of more than 3,300 migrants in the Mediterranean Sea as Libya-based smugglers exploited good weather and calm seas to launch boats full of migrants toward Italy. The Coast Guard says the migrants were saved Sunday in an area 55 kilometers north of the Libyan coast.